I don't know about you, but I've been up since 5 o'clock, and it always feels like 1 p.m. But we will get through this. As human beings, we get hurt and do get angry by the circumstances of life. We often are left with the question, why does God let it happen? We might be talking about anything, the death of a child, an unjust war, hunger, poverty, migration, or mass shooting. Some people blame God and then decide to give up, concluding that God is unkind and untrustworthy. Others are convinced that tragedy is a punishment. There are some who defend God by saying such things as, somehow it's for the best, or it is part of God's plan, or this is God's will for you. None of that is helpful to anyone who is in pain. Innocent suffering is a serious problem that all religions have had to face from the beginning of time. Today's first reading from the book of Chronicles seems to say that Israel's exile in Babylon was a punishment for their adding infidelity to infidelity. We also hear that the compassionate Lord sent messengers to the people, but the messengers were mocked and the message was ignored. The people were conquered, people were sacked, and the survivors are turned to slaves. And we're all scratching our heads asking the question, did God actually do that? In today's gospel, Jesus and Nicodemus are having a conversation. When Jesus says that the Son of Man will be lifted up so that all who see him will have eternal life, the lifting up refers to the cross and resurrection as one event of divine self-revelation. It is very easy to assume that eternal life refers to immortality or heaven, but Scripture tells us that the term in John 3, verses 15, stresses quality of life rather than duration. The eternal life that Jesus promises begins in this life and reaches in our encounter with God. Eternal union is union with God. Eternal life is union with God. Paul's letter to the Ephesians puts Paul's sense of this union with God and tries to make sense of it. He uses the word grace 3 times, that we are saved through grace, through God's favor, rather than any merit of our own, that it's something we don't work for or earn or achieve. The grace comes from God, rich in mercy, immeasurably loving, a total gift that has no strings. God's grace leads to the conclusion that we are God's own handiwork for union with Christ, and that we are to continue Christ's work on earth. How do these ideas help us reflect on the existence of a good God and world in which unspeakable evil takes place? Jesus told Nicodemus that God has no intention of punishing anyone, but rather God looks to saving by drawing people into the communion of eternal life. Jesus being lifted up has nothing to do with commendation for human evil. Lifting up of Jesus exposed God's loving solidarity with all who suffer and revealed that suffering and evil will never have the last word. Jesus said that he was sent into the world so that all who believe could enjoy not a life of suffering, but communion with God. He died in faithfulness to his vocation to embody God's love in the world. God did not stop Jesus' death, but brought life out of it. God created us not to control us, but to grow close to him. If we believe that God works through us, instead of saying, why does God let happen? The more appropriate question should be is, how can people who believe in God and the power of love let it happen? It was the people who were in charge who put Jesus to death. Not only the religious leaders, but the political leaders as well. How did that happen? That is human action. As Catholics, we are in the liturgical season of Lent, and we are asked to do three things: pray, fast, give alms. And this is all about growing in union with God and into union with our brothers and sisters. This is not a checkoff list. It is not about looking good. This is about union with God. But not only is this something that we are called to do during Lent, but it's something that we're called to do throughout the year, constant looking at ourselves. What is it that is getting my way to love God? What is it that is getting my way to be able to be generous and self-willing to give into what needs to be done around me? We are all spiritual beings on a human journey. Our suffering can overwhelm us. And that is when we are to go to prayer. We look at the Psalms, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, there's nothing I shall want. You are in the verdant pastures. There's also Psalm 121. I look to the mountains and I call out, where is my help? My help comes from you, O Lord. We are in a period of repentance. We are to be in control of our behaviors. God loves us and wants us to be in union with him. All we need to do is simply to sit in silence to allow that to happen. So as we continue with our liturgy, let us pray for the graces to be willing to be generous, to allow God to enter into our hearts, so that we may show his love not only towards ourselves, but to those who are around us.